Mission Network News, 2-minute version for Saturday, August 27th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. The Gaza evacuation is just the beginning of the Middle East peace process. It has believers on both sides cautiously optimistic that this could bring an end to a nearly 60-year struggle between the Middle East's neighboring peoples. Sat7's David Harder says, in light of the promise of peace, believers may see more freedom to expand evangelistic work via satellite television.
It will be interesting to see as the future progresses what the Christian groups are able to do, if the Christians in Gaza are able to make more programs and have the independence they desire to be able to do things. So we're hopeful that we'll be able to have more programs, more Christian-Palestinian programs that will air on our channel.
Next, it's back to school time, but supplies are scarce and shared among entire schools in some places. GainUSA's Charles Dutter explains that putting together a care pack with a few simple items like pencils, pens, paper, and a letter goes a long way toward outreach.
And that personalizes the gift so much to say that someone loves you, and not only that, each care pack is given by one of our mission participants that takes the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Dutter says care packs are necessary to get a foot in the door. And the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is calling for two Central Asian nations to be ranked among the worst religious freedom violators in the world. The commission says Turkmenistan allows virtually no independent religious activity, and Uzbekistan also has restrictions in place. While freedoms are few, HCJB World Radio, in partnership with Back to the Bible, airs Christian programs in the Turkmen language and weekly Uzbek programs from outside the country. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's free Atlas of Changed Lives is available by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It tells amazing Sat7 salvation stories and makes a great prayer guide for the Middle East and North Africa. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.